Well, I certainly don't think that we certainly haven't reached artificial general intelligence there yet. And several speakers have said that. Whether one wants to say that the very narrow, although in many cases hugely successful, systems that we have now doing tiny range of things are genuinely intelligent is another matter. Personally, I think I wouldn't want to. I mean, in English, we sometimes distinguish between cleverness and intelligence. I might be prepared to say they're clever. I don't know that I'd want to say they're intelligent, because I think that implies systems that have goals and needs and that manage, by and large, to achieve them. That's what intelligence is. And these things really don't. As regards the human-machine interaction, which somebody talked about, I agree that if you can combine genuine human intelligence with the sort of artificial intelligence which we've got and which will doubtless increase in the future, you would have very much more successful results. But I think quite apart from that, I think it would be good from the point of view of employment and the effect that AI is certainly going to have on jobs. I mean, it's already started. On the one hand, I think the more you have humans and artificial intelligence systems working together in employment, the fewer jobs will be lost. Although, well, the fewer jobs will be lost, and also the jobs that remain will become arguably more interesting, more satisfying, because the repetitive aspects of them have been stripped out. So lawyers, accountants, medics will no longer have to do the sorts of boring things that they have to spend a lot of their time doing now. What that's going to do for training them to deal with the more difficult issues is another matter, it's another problem. What was the last thing you said about
whether the term actually captured artificial intelligence? I think you partly answered it, that by talking about cleverness versus